Because it's just so. If I suppose if you'd put music to it, you'd probably notice that he hits to a certain song. Sort of.
Hit me, baby, one more time. We've just established, didn't we? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's
just,
Batman's like, oh baby, baby.
I like to think that when he's fighting, no. That is exactly what's going through his head.
It's just
that's the title of the video, isn't it? Batman, hit me, baby, one more time.
Hey guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake, welcome to From Dusty Couches to Broken Desks. I'm your host, and along with my co-host Adam.
Hello.
And my co-host Big Dave.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. He's Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman, once again.
I'm Batman.
We look at games old and new, from everything you have been playing to everything you're playing today. But before we start this week's episode, let's plug in that controller, spin that disc, and roll the intro credits.
So many people have just gone, nope.
Nope.
And
what are these idiots?
Absolutely.
So many,
what a bunch
so
of
many listeners have instantly just gone, turn that off.
So yes, this week we are carrying on our Batman special month, and we are looking at what can only be considered as the start of the best series of Batman games to this date. And we're going to look at Arkham Asylum.
Not just Batman series, potentially, well, in my opinion, the best series of game of all time.
Superhero video games of all time. But
not
before...
just ever, any game.
debatable.
Before we get into this, let's see how the team are doing. Adam, how are you? You look a lot better than you did last week,
much,
mate. I'm not going to lie.
Last week.
Last week, you sort of looked like you're on the decline of becoming a Batman villain, you know?
Last week, people were just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I've had emails about concerns that you didn't look well, you know?
Yeah, it was.
He doesn't look like his normal self. That's what he's all about. That is normal, Adam.
Yeah, these two dropped me before the episodes. He just forgot to do it last week.
What you see normally is Adam's put a bit of makeup on. Yeah. Try to look good for the show.
That's the only difference. I had a wash today.
Yeah, he's actually moved.
Yeah. Dave, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Just pretty good?
That's about it.
That's the best you're going to get today. So yes, we are looking at Batman Arkham Asylum. Now, I just want to jump to Dave for a second, because Adam said, obviously, the best games of collection. You don't think Batman's one of the best superhero collection of games?
Don't get me wrong, I think it's really good, but I wouldn't say it's one of the... He said the best, one of the best series of games. I wouldn't say it's one of the best.
So what would you say is the best?
I don't know. I'd have to have a good think about that. But I definitely wouldn't say Batman was one of the best series, literally the best series of games. Definitely debatable.
The Arkham series, I think, in my opinion, is.
Well, let's go on.
What would you say is your favourite series?
My favourite series of games? Well, we already know my favourite series is Kingdom Hearts. We've already established May I refer you back to our Kingdom Hearts episode, where I pretty much sat here for the entire episode with a rock on. You know what I mean?
But you didn't get 100% on the quiz, Glenn.
Shut your filthy mouth! Right, let's start the actual episode, and let's start off with our memories of Arkham. Adam, going to jump straight to you. You say it's the best game of all time, best game collection of all time.
Yeah.
Some memories from Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. So, first memory I have of it, it was about 18, 19 when it first came out. Just moved back to uni, had my student loan, had some money from my summer job, was still on a high from The Dark Knight. Then this bad boy obviously gets released. It was the first game I ever bought on release day.
Okay.
So, because obviously the Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, I got me all hyped, and then this this was announced, I was like, yep.
Was this when you was allowed to sort of like release your nerd now? You didn't have to hide it from everybody. Yeah. You could release the nerd.
So basically, I bought this game and I would sit in the dorm alone playing a game whilst Dave was out like partying, getting covered and coming back and sleeping in my dirty laundry. And I'd be like sat playing. So whilst he's out partying and meeting other people, I was at home ferociously masturbating.
Why have I got images of Adam with a towel over his head? Dave knocking on the door one day going, I'm drunk, and Adam going, I'm vengeance.
No, no, he didn't knock on to say he was drunk. He chucked eggs at my window to tell me he was drunk, to say he'd lost his key, and then came and slept in the dirty laundry that I was taking care of myself.
the skids of darkness.
I was like, genuinely, like, this is not a joke, right? So he fucking came back from the night out, started chucking eggs at my window. So I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
The question is, Dave, where the hell did you get the eggs from?
He had a tray of eggs.
I won them in a competition.
He didn't just have a couple of eggs. He had a carton of like 32 eggs, right? So he'd lost his key, so I let him in, offered him like some space on the floor. Instead, he tipped over my dirty laundry and like climbed in the basket. And,
I think
like,
it was more
like,
fell
clothes.
Into your dirty laundry. Right. Just stayed there.
I was like, Dave, do you want to use my shoes as a pillow? Like rather than my boxers? He was like, no, no. It's like,
Dave,
I was sniffing my boxers all night.
Wakes up in the morning with pink eye.
I've never been closer to Adam.
We digress from the stories of Batman, so carry on.
Anyway.
I love how this is my origin story. This is how I became Batman. Or shall we say Scatman?
The Stink Man. Captain Pink Eye, that's what I am.
Adam's dirty cacks turned me evil. Oh, don't fuck
But yeah, so for like, I was sold again, like instantly. That opening scene, like you see the bat symbol in the sky, the sun, the rain's coming down. Then it cuts. You see like the Angel of Death statue on top of the I can't remember the name of the building that it's on. But then you see the Batmobile come fucking speeding onto the screen. Then you see Batman's chiseled perfection as it cuts into the car, and then you hear Mark Hamill's voice, and then you're just like, I am hooked. Like, this is me.
Straight away, I'm done.
Yep. That's my earliest memory of the game.
Dave sleeping in your laundry and Mark Hamill. Okay.
Ferociously masturbating.
I'm glad I was asleep for that.
I did it over you, Dave.
Before this gets any worse, Dave, what about you? Memories of Batman? Hopefully it's not been on the floor.
No, I mean, to be fair, like you say, when Arkham Asylum did come out, it was a game changer of a game. It was really good. Like you say, it was, to be honest, it was the combat. I loved the combat. Like, it was so fluid. I mean, it reminded me a lot, like, at the time of like the Assassin's Creed kind of combat. You know, you have that like kind of, you know, you're surrounded by the enemies and things like that, and then you just go from one to the other, and it's just that, it's like really, I don't know, I just really enjoyed the combat in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This took that combat though to the next level and made it
free flowing. Yeah.
It was like this was the game that set
it perfected it. I mean,
flowing,
like, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would say Assassin's Creed did it first, but again, Batman did perfect it.
Yeah, definitely.
That is the biggest selling point of the game, is the combat in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
And Harley Quinn.
any more memories there for you, Dave?
Yeah, he's just covered it. Yeah, Harley Quinn.
That's it.
I mean, come on. I was like, what was I, like 18, man? Of course I was there.
We might just end the episode there, you know.
Now you're in your 30s and you still would.
Oh, yeah. Just a shot of Harley Quinn on the screen and we'll go, good night.
That's my... You're welcome. Obviously, like, Harley Quinn has different loads of different renditions, but that's probably my favourite Harley Quinn. It's like, oh Lord, like yeah, I am in love. even Margot Robbie's like, I still think that the Harley, the Arkham Harley, is my fave.
I agree.
And then you see Poison Ivy as well, and you're like,
well, that's where I'm coming in. That's where I'm going to come in with my memory. So one of the things that sticks out to me for my memories is that fight with Poison Ivy after she's been injected with the Titan serum and she's going crazy. And then you've got the big plants coming at you. That fight, because I had no idea what to do and I had stopped playing the game for a bit and I come back to it and I was playing it and it just so frustrated me that I went through two PS3 controllers at the time. Because I ended up launching them. Luckily, I worked at Blockbuster Games. I've mentioned it many a times. And I could just take them in and switch them for ones that people traded in. Just sort of took home brand new PS3 controller.
Why did you take in this broken controller again? Like, It wasn't broken when I tested it.
So I went through quite a few PS3 controllers on that fight. Which made me realise how flimsy the PS3 controllers really were. So... Yeah,
you used to be able to like almost twist them, didn't you? Like, it was weird.
Yeah, that fight with Poison Ivy irritated me so much to the point where, you know, when you get so frustrated and you go, oh, well, if I don't do it this time, I'm just going to get rid of the game. And you do it one more time. And I did it. And I was like, okay, game, you survive another day. And it was just one of those ones that was great. But one of the things I loved as well is like the Prowler missions from the tops, looking down on the gargoyle heads and you're watching the guy walk around and seeing the heartbeat being from like calm, getting a bit scared. And then by the end of it, just one guy is like, where are you? And he starts firing off into the air and you're just sort of like hiding on the other end of the room going, ha, ha, ha.
Well, I've said
you don't know what's coming.
I said in previous videos, like, I don't like being stealthy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my thing. I like to run in and just beat the shit out of everyone. Yeah, but with the Batman games, I actually try to be as stealthy as possible.
That's the whole point of Batman.
Well, of course, but, like, they made it fun, though. It wasn't just like in, like, Assassin's Creed where you've got to creep through a little bush and then, like, you take someone out and then hide
sit there for 20 minutes in a bale of hay. This is slagging off one of my favorite games.
You actually, like, you do, so you, like, you say you walk underneath your gargoyle, you, like, drop down, tie them to a rope, and they're just hanging there, and then the guard, like, the other guys come over, like, what the fuck? How'd you get up there?
And then you swing across to the other one, you throw a batarang at him, he falls down.
And so they made it fun. Obviously, sometimes it would drag on, and I would get bored, and I would jump down and just beat everybody up.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I did actually enjoy the sneak around.
Yeah, some parts of it were quite repetitive, the crouching, hiding in the shadows. And I think as you went through the game, they sort of tried to add more to it. So after a while, if you were hiding on one of the gargoyles, it would blow up. So you weren't just able to stay in the tops. You had to like hide in crates and things like that.
Yeah, so it was,
which
as the levels progressed.
Yeah, it gave a bit more of a dynamic of how you had to
work. Yeah, so as the levels progressed, the bad guys learned. So like you said, they would place bombs, but they also wore those collars as well. So if you knocked them out, it would trigger the other guards.
Yeah.
So it was good that they actually like implemented that like AI that learned.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was pretty good. And like I say, after a while though, after you took like one or two guards out, they started to work together. So you'd have like them covering each other's back as they're walking around. So it got harder to try and take them out. So it's like they did learn what they had to do. It's like, right, fuck this. Let's team up together. Yeah. No one go alone, and then one guy will wander off by himself, and you're like, right, I'm having you. You swing across, grab your cape would wrap around him, you lift him up, and then you'd hear him screaming. I'd loved it. It was just so much fun.
So it happens to you on a daily basis, doesn't it? Like, you lift up your cape and people scream. Like,
yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
They call him.
Why is the bad man doing that again? Why?
That's why
they call me Twat Man. So the actual game itself.
That's the worst.
The worst, Glenn. So looking at the game itself, I only sort of discovered today that during the planning stage of the game, it was going to be a rhythm-based game. So obviously, when you're fighting, you were gonna depending on the button movement to the music. And no offense, we've had some pretty shit Batman games in the past. I think one of the people who mentioned on their memories last week, she's actually on the list this week as well for later. Faye said that she got one of the Batman games that was so shockingly bad that she now hates her mum. And I mean, there are, but as far as I'm aware, I don't know if it includes the Shinobi one from the quiz that you guys didn't get.
Hey, I got that one right.
Did you? I can't remember. Yeah, you know, right? It's been so long. I know we only recorded that a few days ago, but a lot's happened since then. But Batman has appeared in 26 games prior to the Arkham series. Now, majority of those games, I'm not going to lie, you know, Dave, you enjoyed the animated series one. The Lego Batman 2 came after, and same with mine. But majority of the games, they were lackluster. You know, for one, the movements were not very good. The way the character looked, it was just very much 2D, or there was no life to the character. They just felt soulless. Arkham gave Batman what we all wanted, a good Batman game. Now, when this originally sort of come into being developed, it was one of those games, again, that nobody wanted to touch, because every Batman game, the only good ones that actually were out there were the ones that were based on the films, you know, tying to the films. But again, nobody really enjoys games that are based on films, you know, from the film itself. They don't do that well. So when this came along, no one really wanted to touch it until it finally got taken on. And it was Eidos who got it, who gave it to one of their companies, Rocksteady. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was them that made it. So they're a British-based company. And at the time, there was only 40 of them, you know, that made.
If in doubt, give it to the Brits.
I know, yeah.
We'll sort it. Don't worry.
It's all right. Well, you can't make a game. Yeah, yes. It's all right. We're here for you, you Yanks. We're here for you. We'll do the game. Don't worry. We'll make it. So they made the game, and, you know, for a team of 40, we've said it in the past where majority of the older games that we played, team of 10, 15 people, this, it was a big game. It had a lot to it, you know, and it only had a team of 40 people. And the team before this, they only made one game, you know, they only made one game before they made Batman. And I think that in itself is already impressive. That they've gone, this team's only ever made one game. Fuck it, let's give him Batman. Well, he's a big name. They can't fuck that up, surely.
I think the thing that helped the game a lot as well was because, like you said, like people were too afraid to touch the game, so they wouldn't give it a big budget. So that was the best thing that ever happened to it, because it meant that they couldn't jump on the open world bandwagon at the time. They had to make it story-based and go heavy on the story. So That's probably the best part of the game is the story itself. It's such a strong, basically storyline that it helps the game. And then, like, not only did they do that, they then thought, I know, let's make some chemistry as well. So then they brought back the original Batman, Joker, and Harley Quinn from the animated series. People that
and
we
Batman.
All knew,
and
we
Batman.
All knew the voices. Yeah, so Batman, Joker, and Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry.
So they brought them back, like, to basically ease us back into the game, to be like, oh, there is a Batman game with people that you know, like, come and look at it. And then obviously they graphically, like, with it being super dark and like, it was just different than any other.
Well, I mean,
basically other Batman game that we've seen at the time. But graphically and color wise, it was fairly similar to a few other games out at the time, like COD and Gears of War, but in terms of a Batman game, Assassin's Creed, in terms of a Batman game, it was the first time we'd ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, and that was the thing, you know, it gave us something new to try. For the first time, you know, we weren't just in, like, a little room beating up some guys. We literally had a nice big area to explore, you know. And the great thing was, when they've developed the game, they didn't want to put you in Gotham City, because at the end of the day, to Batman, Gotham City is a weapon he can use, because he knows the city like the back of his hand. You know, he stalks the night there, you know, he's prowling rooftops all the time. where is he not? Arkham. You know, he's not always going to be... Yeah, he drops people off at Arkham Asylum. But
he's fucking back door overlooks Arkham.
It's literally, you go into the Batcave.
No, no, that's a second. Arkham. That's a second Batcave. That's not his main one. That's a secondary Batcave. Which, if you listen, if you play the game again and you listen, he put that there.
To be fair, it has been over 10 years since I played the game.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's not the main Batcave. He's put that there. At one point when he was, he saved somebody from drowning and he found these caves. So he made a secondary bat cave in case he ever needed it. So he's always got a backup plan.
Convenient.
So obviously he's put it there. Well, Batman always did. He's a tactician. He thinks ahead of the game. He always does. That's the thing about Batman. And this game did it perfectly because it took the three things that make Batman, Batman: stealth, detective,
shitload of money.
Yeah. And the fact that he could keep the shit out of people, you know. So you had the combat, you had the stealth, and you had the detective mode.
In all honesty, obviously it had an amazing cast and amazing storyline, but yeah, it is probably the combat that made the game what it is. I think if the combat wasn't as good as it actually is, mm-hmm, I don't think it would have done as just wouldn't have done it. Even with the storyline and everything, I still don't think it would have achieved the accolades that it has.
Oh, definitely. There is
it's so highly rated. I didn't realise how highly rated it is.
Done really well. There is one thing that we do need to take appreciation for because it is very much overlooked most of the time, and that's his cape. It took one person 2 years to design the cape. And I mean, to design it and the way it flowed and everything. Can you imagine for 2 years in your job going in just to design a cape over and over? This is the movement, how it would open, how it would sound, how the light would reflect off it, how it would fold when he moves.
Yeah, but they didn't put nipples on it, though, did they?
You can't put nipples on a cape, Dave.
Yeah, they can. Have you seen Batman?
Of course they can.
No, that's the suit, not the cape. The cape is separate.
They could put it on the cape if they wanted.
Why can't the cape have nipples?
Deterrent. So, when a bad guy walks in, the nipple goes erect.
Fires milk.
Quickly, Robin, to my bat nipples.
Have some of Danny's milk.
Suckle on Batman's teeth.
Fucking hell. But no, 2 years on the actual cape. I mean, the design of Batman was quite comic book style to what we've seen in the comics.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that's why it still kind of stands up today. You know, when you go back and look at the game now, you try and play it now. Yeah. Graphically, it still looks pretty good considering how long ago. Yeah. And so, like you just said then, they tried to combine realism with a little bit of comic book flair. So it wasn't completely realistic. It was very stylized.
Touching on that as well, I mean, with the character designs, like the actual character designs were so good and really strong. Mm. Like obviously, as Adam was saying before, like the Harley Quinn design, like you say, no one had seen a look like that before. Obviously, they're used to the full suit of the
the full latex.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a completely different design on that. I mean, to be fair, it was the same on all of them. I mean, even the Joker, really, to an extent.
Yeah,
that has become one of the iconic looks for the Joker now.
Yeah, but, sort of like the full on purple suit sort of thing.
Yeah, and obviously the large
flared wrists. It did look really good. And I mean, even just sort of if you looked at that as if it was a film, you know, the costumes and everything, you can tell there's a lot of detail gone into what they're wearing, how they look, you know. Even again with Batman, as you go through the game and after you've taken a couple of beatings, you start to see the suit get ripped, you know, the cape's ripped. Yeah. And by the end of the game, he's got a bit of stubble as well, you know, because it's been a fair few hours, you know. I'm not saying he's one of those guys that shaves in the morning, by the afternoon he's looking like this again.
I was going to say, I wouldn't get stubble that fast. It would take about 3 weeks to appear.
10 years later, I've still got
in the game, though, you start to see that 5 o'clock shadow coming through. You know, and Batman's just sort of like, you can tell he's just feeling knackered by, he basically looks like you did last week, you know. That's how he's looking at the end of this. He's just sort of like, you can see him now when he's got to fight Croc in the sewers. He's just sort of like,
it's
that scene from Rick and Morty, you know, when they just sit in the car. And
he's in the car at the end, then
slam the door, start crying. Have a mental breakdown.
Gets in the Batmobile and starts to cry.
just at the end of the day, gets home, takes the bat suit off, gets in the shower, curls up and cries.
I imagine that drive home, he was just in complete silence. He had no music, no radio, no aircon. The car was just, it was just the car sounds and him just driving, and he was just like,
right. So we want to see an extra part of the game where Batman finished it at the end.
Yeah, I want to see the whole thing.
I want to see what happened after. Just an hour after, we want to see him driving bit of Britney Spears, hit me baby one more time.
He gets in the bath, puts his little cucumbers on.
Cucumbers.
And his nipples. He's covered those nips.
Yeah, his nipple bloody cape.
But going back to that Croc level, did anybody else get Crash Bandicoot vibes when he's like jumping out and you have to run towards the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. Very much so. But that's the thing, that the game sort of has set a precedent for games going forward. I mean, how many times have you said about a game, oh, it's a bit like Batman Arkham Asylum. You know, look at the Lord of the Rings games, you know, the Shadow of Mordor and stuff like that, and, you know, War and stuff like that. You know, you say, if someone says to you, it's a bit like Batman Arkham Asylum, the Batman system, because you can fight, and then when someone's come up behind you, you'll press triangle and you can counter it. That's exactly what Batman did. And then someone will go,
Mordor then?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they also stole the detective vision, didn't they, as well?
Yeah, and they also used the aspects of Assassin's Creed, which Dave's just said, you know, Batman did as well. So, obviously, everyone's sort of looked at how well Rocksteady did Batman and were like, right, we need that battle system. Right, we need to do what they've done. We need to do that.
It's just a standard thing now. Free-flowing combat is just
even like
completely
the
standard.
The Spider-Man games, I mean, they kind of do it now as well. But I'm not sure. A part of me thinks, didn't Spider-Man do it first? That was one of the ones that did.
I don't think the original Spider-Man...
I mean, that
like,
is another thing you can Wikipedia.
You're talking about
right?
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah. Didn't they have like a similar...
They had the Spidey sense where when they were going to attack, it would go... And like the alert would cut... Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure they probably got some kind of reference from the Spider-Man 2, you know, game.
Yeah. It's stolen, isn't it? Because in Spider-Man, it's a Spidey sense. So he knows when someone's going to attack him. And in the Batman one, it's his... Bat sense is sonar, like he's telling him someone's about to attack you.
Mm-hmm. But
not the fact that the cameras move slightly to one side and we can see anyway.
Yes. But the combat relies heavily on timing, doesn't it? So it's had to give you that alert for you to know.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though, with the battle system on Batman, you can tell that they try to do a bit of a rhythm because the actual fighting is in a rhythm with the flow. You know, you can tell where they've sort of got the inspiration to do, like,
that is,
along
it is,
with music.
That's what it's called, isn't it? I'm sure I saw a thing before when we were looking into it. It was like, it is called rhythm combat.
Yeah, because it's just so... I suppose if you'd put music to it, you'd probably notice that he hits to a certain song, sort of.
Hit me baby one more time, we've just established it, didn't we?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Batman's like, oh baby, how was it?
I like to think that when he's fighting, that is exactly what's going through his head.
That's the title of the video, isn't it, Batman? Hit me baby one more time.
If Britney Spears now can just rock up on stage dressed as Batman, I am done.
You know? Well, to be fair, if she still had a bald head, she could get away with being Bane. I can't say nothing.
Britney Spears, baby, one more time.
But with the combat as well, like you were saying, the with the free flowing combat, the basically when you start hitting bad guys at the very start of the moves, if you'll notice, it takes multiple hits to knock them out. But as you start getting further into your combo and your combo gets higher and higher,
yeah,
you then start being able to get bigger distances and you can knock them out with one punch rather than multiple. So when you've got a group of people, at first it takes ages to get going, but then once you do, you can then knock it. By the end of it, you're knocking everybody out with one punch, which I kind of like, that you have to build that up, get him into the rhythm, and once he's in the rhythm, then he gets into the rhythm of the night.
And then some bastard hits you with a pole and you lose it all. And you're like, yes!
No. The worst thing is when he fucking... You aim at a bad guy and he just punches at the air. And then you lose your combo and you're like, you fucking piece of shit.
Or when you're fighting the guys that have been infected with the Titan serum. And he launches somebody else at you. You don't see it coming. And you just... and he goes flying across the room and you're like, great. Just what I need.
Yeah.
I mean, something a little bit different than what we usually do. I want to know what part of the game frustrated you the most.
For me, it would be the comp. Like when you're in a combat and then you miss. Like he just punches the air. There's clearly somebody there, but instead of going forward to the guy, he just punches to the side, and then you lose your combo.
His face is there. And he goes.
No, it's not that. Like, he wouldn't even hit near them. He'd just punch away from them, and you'd be like, "You fucking doing? I didn't aim in that direction, you fucking bell."
I mean, like, for me, it wasn't. I think when I first played it, like, I can vaguely remember, you know, the first, like, scarecrow battle.
Oh,
yeah.
You got
to do that pissing around when you. Is it goes to that, like, weird, like, Prince of Persia kind of angle, doesn't it? And then you've got a 2D side scroll, stop at the doors, and then like scarecrows spinning around, and then like,
you've got to shine goes. A light on your face, yeah, you got, Dave.
Well,
that's
exactly.
The whole
yeah, whatever. But I remember that frustrating me quite a bit when I originally played it. It used to do me. I did that a little bit. But
I think one of the things that
you were just
really...
scared, really. Dave, don't
no, so I'd always just leg it out, and he'd be looking at me. I was like, you cunt.
But mine was the bit with Killer Croc that really frustrated me the most, is because you can't see where you're running, sometimes you can't see where you're jumping or anything like that, and it just frustrated the hell out of me. That and obviously that Poison Ivy fight that I mentioned at the start.
Yeah, the Poison Ivy fight.
Yeah. I want to talk a bit more about the Scarecrow bit. Adam, you were about to say something, sorry.
Oh no, I was just going to say another thing that, like, it's not like a gripe, but something that I always thought was stupid was when you do like a silent takedown on an enemy and they'd be stood directly next to each other, like this far apart, and you take one down and the other person would be completely oblivious.
Yeah, didn't even notice. Exactly.
Mate, you've either, you need to get your hearing checks and you need to get that at Specsavers because there's something wrong. Like, no. If you can't see what's just happened.
He was that scared, he didn't want to move, he's like... Just slowly move away.
I just always thought it was stupid. Like, I understand when there's a bit of distance, like, fine, but when they're right next to each other, it's not just that game, it's all games seem to do it, and it's something that it really annoys me. Like, I just think it's a stupid thing.
I do think, like, probably Glenn said they were frozen with fear, and he's just like, Batman stood behind you breathing heavily.
With his erect nipples.
That's why, as Batman's come down upside down, he's felt his nipples run down his back and he's gone.
It's like, I draw a snake upon your back with his nipple. Frozen with fear.
I mean, that's enough to strike fear in any man's heart. Just Batman's nipples running down your back.
Full on, just urinates all over.
Oh, God. I want to see that in the next Batman film with Robert Pattinson. He's just got a bassy with nipples. He drops down out of nowhere and his nipples run down someone's back.
He's got to be breathing heavily as well.
Just like, I'm Batman. whispering and
kisses,
his ear.
And then kisses him on the neck really softly.
Yeah, he's like, once you go bat, you never go bat.
Dave, man, you have caught with so many titles for this week's episode. I don't know which one to choose. but yeah, I want to talk about those Scarecrow missions because I'm not going to lie, they were so good. They were just, I really enjoyed those Scarecrow side missions. Mm. You know, like when you're just randomly walking around and you're looking at something and then he starts, something just doesn't quite look right and he's like, oh my God. And then next minute, Gordon's dead on the floor and he's running over to him. And then next minute, you sort of like wake up and the floor's collapsed under you. And you sort of like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, it's that first one, isn't it? Probably. You know, when he goes, obviously you see Commissioner Gordon dead, and then he's like, he goes in there, he looks in the body bags, and obviously he sees his mum and his dad, like, in body bags as well. And it's like,
basically calm a little bitch, don't we? Like, I think the best out of all of them is the game glitch. When the whole game like comes to a complete freeze and it all glitches and you're like, oh my God, my fucking disc. And then it starts, it goes back to the very start and you're like, no! But then you notice that it's Scarecrow on the bat symbol.
Did you guys not get that vibe of like Metal Gear Solid with like Psycho Mantis? Because he did that in the original like Metal Gear Solid games, you know, when you had to swap the controller over and stuff like that. And he was like, because he was like, he could figure out your moves and stuff like that. So he had to swap to the other controller so he couldn't figure out.
I've never played the original Metal Gear.
Oh my. What are you doing with your life? But yeah, it was very Metal Gear Solid. They've definitely taken influence from that for like Scarecrow because it is very Psycho Man. And there's even a mission in Metal Gear Solid where they make the character like really large. You know, like they did with Scarecrow, you know, when he's looking around and like.
Yeah.
Oh, they did the same kind of thing. So it definitely took some kind of inspiration from it.
Yeah. All I know from Metal Gear is, what was that?
What was that
noise?
It's
just a box. It's just a box.
We have had comments on our YouTube saying that we need to do a Metal Gear Solid
episode.
We
definitely need to do a Metal Gear Solid game.
That's going to be one where Dave does all the talking again.
Oh, we definitely need it.
But yeah, the game glitch, and then you go back, you see. The bat symbol is upside down, and it's got the little eyes for Scarecrow. And then Batman has been captured by the Joker.
As Batman looking around, it's so good. And then he gets the gun, doesn't he, and points at your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene is brilliant.
It's the glitch, though, that gets you, because when you first see it, you're like, oh, fuck, because you've been playing it for ages as well. Yeah, that was actual fear.
Another thing we need to talk about, hated them, absolutely hated them, collecting the Riddler trophies and the Arkham signs. And there was loads of collectibles, and I loved that, I did. But trying to find all those fucking Riddler trophies.
It was one of them as well, because he was giving you shit when you were collecting them as well.
Yeah. And then he starts giving you like random riddles that you had to solve as well. I was like, hang on a minute. Mate, I'm playing a Batman game. I don't want to be solving your fucking riddles. You've got to solve these riddles to get 100% completion. Bollocks! You know, now you understand why you get so frustrated with the Riddler.
Yeah. I think, was Arkham the first game that I ever 100% completed as well? I think it might have been, you know.
I don't know.
No. That could be a lie. I need to think about that. I'll come back to you.
Okay. I should say, this is going to be one of those loading screens again.
I know, yeah. Adam's not finished. Let's all just wait.
You might not.
Yeah, he's doing it again.
I can't remember.
Sort of anything else that you can sort of jump at you that comes to mind when you think of the Arkham Asylum game?
Just again, another like slight gripe. Why were all the goons hench as fuck? Every single one of them.
Because they were in prison. That's all you could do in prison.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Imagine being sent to Arkham. Looking like you couldn't stick up for yourself.
A terror.
You do not drop the soap in the shower.
I tell you what,
mate. You drop the soap in the shower?
honestly, if I start off one of those, I mean, look at that. There's nothing there, right? You come out of Arkham 2 weeks later and be here, ripped as fuck. It's like,
you showed us your arm then, Glenn. It was like meat sliding off
the bone. Exactly! Exactly! There's fuck all there. Send me to Arkham.
Actually, you go to Arkham, you come out hench as fuck with an arsehole the size of a frying pan.
It doesn't be wearing him as a suit, like Glenn would be the suit.
One thing about the original version of the game before the remaster version that came out, you know, the Return to Arkham, we got sort of the first Arkham Asylum on, it was like on Xbox 360, PS3 and things like that. Now, did you notice that when you were walking around that all the people who worked, like all the guards and things like that, all had like raincoats on and things like that? But when you were outside, it wasn't raining. It was never raining when you were outside.
True, it was raining at the start of the game though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But there were certain buildings you'd walk through as well, and you could hear the rain on the glass, and you could hear thunderstorms. But outside, dry, no rain, no nothing. And I think no one's ever sort of brought it up from Rocksteady, but there was never any rain when you're outside. But in the digitally remastered version, there is. It's raining. So I think, now obviously I've seen speculation this on YouTube from other people, that maybe it was meant to be raining in the original game. Maybe they didn't have time to put it in. Maybe
they probably maybe ran out of budget or just couldn't get the rain right.
Yeah,
it'll be time constraints as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be time constraints.
There was that. There was a few other things that I noticed as well, and obviously there was quite a few villains that were cut as well that were meant to have bigger parts. Like Mad Hatter was meant to have a bigger part in the game as well. There was meant to be a bit with a garden maze that Poison Ivy was going to maneuver the maze around as she was trying to get to the center, and Mad Hatter would be there having a tea party waiting for you. And also Clayface was meant to have a bigger part. Now, obviously, we saw Clayface later on. He was taking the body of the warden, hiding in one of the cells. And that's what I enjoyed as well, sort of like walking around, seeing other cells and other people inside them. Some people you weren't quite, you know, there were some obscure characters in some of the cells, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Which I thought they stuck up very well to the sort of the Batman mythos, you know, of having all these different characters in there as well. You know, it was great in finding all the interview tapes. And Harley Quinn's interview tapes were actually ripped straight from the animated series.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the script. Obviously, she re-recorded all the lines, but they were all taken from an episode of the animated series, because that's where we were first introduced to Harley Quinn, was in the animated series. And the guy who actually wrote the episode and worked a lot on the animated series actually wrote the story for the game.
So he just copy and pasted it.
So yeah, he was like, I'm running out of time. Which I know. I bet he was reading it going, this sounds really good. Where did I get this from? I'll stick it in. It's fine.
Yeah, I think that's why they made a good choice choosing Arkham as well, because they needed somewhere where they could put all the characters somewhere believable. That every character could make an appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
Where better than Arkham Asylum?
Yeah. True. Now, when you guys played the game, did you ever play the Game of the Year edition?
No.
I only had the original version that came out.
I had the normal game on the Xbox 360. And when I moved back to PlayStation, I got the Game of the Year edition, which actually came with 3D glasses, so you could play the game in 3D, which was actually, obviously 3D at the time was this massive thing and everyone loved it, and then it just died a death, didn't it? You know, nothing's
not
in 3D anymore.
3D has come and died a death. It's happened.
I know, it's happened before.
Like, multiple times now.
Now, playing this in 3D was actually quite good, but it was the rubbish glasses, you know, the red and blue sort of lenses. It got really irritating. Most of the time, I turned the 3D off. But the Game of the Year edition had extra combat moves in there. It had a few more weapons in there. You also got the DLC on there as well, where you could actually do some of the challenge maps as the Joker. so you could play as Joker, which was fun, and quite a few other things. Now, obviously, with that as well, when they came along with, I know we're not going to go too much into it, but Arkham City, that was in 3D as well. And if you had a 3D TV, you could just wear the normal 3D glasses for it.
Do you remember 3D TVs? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
I still have one. but no, honestly, I really enjoyed Arkham Asylum itself. I think it could have ended as a standalone game. I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad there was more, because they opened up so much of this Batman world that was so good. And I mean, I do, obviously we had the Batmobile, and I do wish they had put the Batmobile levels in that game, which they originally planned to do. But again, much like the rain, there was probably time constraints.
Yeah, well, it was, it was financial reasons, and they needed to keep it compact and in one place. So if they would have added the car, I wouldn't, what, you would have drove 3 feet and then you would have had to get back out again.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think it gave them time to sort of focus more on the cape, for one. That one guy who focused on the cape. I mean, you only have 40 people. There was no way you were going to make a car level as well with just 40 people. Well, 39, because one was working on the cape. Do you reckon there's like one guy then working on his nipples?
I love how 100%. We've just established now. It doesn't, from me saying one thing, it says everything's got nipples on it. Even the Batmobile has nipples.
Just
on the artwork, please put nipples on everything.
On everything. Everything's got a lot of nipples.
Just put little cowls on the nipples, you know.
I'll get on it.
Anything else you want to add to the game? Anything that else you enjoyed about it? Anything you didn't like about it?
As I already established, it's my favourite franchise series of all time.
Well,
which you two disagree with, so.
Well, Adam, I'm going to do what you usually do, and I'm going to shit all over one part.
I was going to say, well, maybe we stop before I
absolutely shit all over it, because the ending boss fight is a load of shit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll give you the ending bit, right?
That's a very good point.
Going off the comics and what I know of the Joker, he would never, ever refer to brute strength to defeat the Batman. He will always just, he'll go straight in. He don't give a shit, right? But instead, he injects himself with the serum. He becomes this weird fucking, what was he? What's with the fucking mohawk? I mean, he looked like a cunt. Honestly, it was just the biggest pile of shit I've ever seen.
I agree. The ending was, it wasn't just shit. It was very, very disappointing. Because I do actually remember being like,
he was just there for the sake of having a final boss fight.
Yeah.
That's all he was there for. And the original concept design of to what he would have looked like once he's taken the serum was so much better. He was still sort of like, he's thin, but you could see more of his bones and his limbs became longer. He's a bit more spider-like.
Yeah.
That god-awful mohawk was gone. You know, that would have been more terrifying and would have been a brilliant fight.
Yeah.
But this...
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. They had something with making everybody hench as fuck. I don't know what it was, but everybody...
They couldn't, like... that's what Bane's known
no,
for.
No, but even the non-venomous people, like even the general goons that hadn't taken the venom were just...
To be fair, Commissioner Gordon was hench as fuck as well.
He was
he had like proper broad shoulders.
He's about 92 and hench as fuck.
Just expected to rip his top off. Gleaming body. It's like... Ah! Start beating on Batman himself. You know?
Yeah, to be fair, I'll let you shit on the ending, because that...
It was
pretty bad.
To be fair, they did make up for it in later games, but it did just feel like he was there for the sake of the game having a final boss fight. Mm. And I don't know. It redeemed itself. There were bits of it that were really good. I think that's just one of the major flaws of the game.
I would say for me, that was probably the only bit that disappointed me. I was okay with everything else. Like, that was probably the only bit that disappointed me in the whole game.
Yeah.
Although it was a big part of the game because it's the very end of it.
Dave, any
kind of I said series. I said the whole franchise was my favourite. I didn't say that was my favourite game.
No.
Trying to bring it back now.
Dave, did you see any letdowns in the game? Anything that sort of
The ending was a big letdown.
So we're all agreed on the ending was very disappointing.
And Dave hated the Scarecrow missions as well.
Just in the beginning, because like you say, it was more tedious than anything, as there were so many of them. I would have preferred them to just make Scarecrow, you know, a boss guy in it. Like it's a longer boss battle rather than like a shitload of little boss battles.
I think there was four,
but it was Scarecrow levels overall.
It's
to try and fuck with your mind a little bit.
I suppose,
we'll move on and we will start looking at your memories of the game. So just before we do against that, we ain't got anything else to say, have we?
You catch me out every time you say that, because you say your memories and I'm like, I've just gave you my memories.
I'm talking to the listener audience memories. The listeners, yes. You guys out there watching, listening, supporting, thank you. So
all one of you,
all ones of you.
So I've got Caitlin on Twitter has said Riddler trophies. Need I say more? Yes.
Yes, please.
Scourge badge.
Elaborate.
Did you like? Did you hate? Like Glenn?
I know. I hated the fact I had to collect them all. You know. I've also got Waz on Twitter who said, as a Batman fan, watching the classic cartoons, watching the films, being able to step into Batman's cowl, I see what you did there, more than ever before, thinking of all the great fight scenes, swinging from the ceiling, stalking from the dark shadows and taking out Joker's goons, it gives me goosebumps. I'm installing it and playing again. I've already installed it. I'm probably gonna go back through it again.
A little flex there from Glenn.
I got goosebumps from the game, but for completely different reasons.
And we've got Faye again on Facebook, who says Arkham Asylum is the best Batman game, out there, and happy to fight anyone who says otherwise. The story was great, voice cast just on point, and let's admit it, Harley Quinn was fire. Thanks for the shout out on last episode. Oh, P.S. Yeah. P.S. I still hate my mum. all right. Can you air your family drama somewhere else, please? This is a family-friendly show.
Is it?
It was meant to be originally.
Because you hate your mum as well, Glenn. So.
We'll leave that bit in. I don't mind. I've also got Joe on Facebook. I was one of those who illegally downloaded the game. Being unable to glide pissed me off so much, I went out and bought it. Hands down, best decision I ever made. Now, before I go on to the next memory, that is a good point. Did you know that they put like a glitch in the game so that anyone who actually illegally downloaded the game wouldn't be able to glide? So they took the glide mechanics out.
So you just fell to death.
Pretty much. But somebody went onto one of the web forums and put, is it a bit of a glitch in the game? I'm trying to glide and I can't glide. And Warner Brothers actually messaged back saying, the game's not launched for another week, so you've illegally downloaded it. Why not go out and buy it?
I'd love if they just put like the FBI being sent around to your house.
And I've got Dimitri on Facebook as well, who says, my wife hates the game. I missed the birth of our daughter because I was too engrossed in the game. I lost 6 hours and almost a marriage. Safe to say I've not played the others in case I miss anything else. All right.
Fuck that shit. Priorities. Get the Batman games done.
Adam's probably going to miss the birth of his shot because he's going to be playing the game somewhere. He's re-downloading Batman as well.
I'm gonna try and get hold of some form of handheld device so I can. like showing her, like, check this out. Plus, he's pushing, like,
and he's just like, yeah, going, yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Good job, good job.
It's like, ah, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
turns around and goes, who the hell are you? Oh, yeah.
You
your
like
your child's already arrived. She's out down that way. He still sat there. So
they hold the baby. I'm like, the fuck did you arrive? You were pregnant?
He just calls him pregnant. Like,
what do you mean you're 5 years old?
What if he comes out with purple hair and
run. So thank you so much for all your memories. And now it's that time. We come to the quiz. We will have quiz music again. Insert quiz music here when we get it. That's X-Men. It's not Batman.
It's okay.
So last week, Dave, you won.
Yes.
So
is that it? I thought you were going somewhere with that. I was just like, so.
No, just clarifying that you won last week.
Oh, fair enough.
Fuck you, guys.
To be fair, Dave has the lead currently.
Yes.
In all the quizzes.
So I am taking over the quiz again this week. As per usual, I'm too lazy to write my own quiz, so I've just gone online and found a quiz on funtrivia.com.
Is it all just Arkham Asylum?
It is Arkham Asylum, I have checked.
Really? you said this once before and it wasn't.
Kingdom Hearts quiz, yeah.
I'm trying to find out. Oh, the quiz was made by Brennan219. So just in case he finds out that I've stolen his quiz, I'll give him credit. I'm assuming it's
please, please don't sue us.
Hey?
We're so sorry.
I need a way to keep track of your scores. Open notepad.
I'm ready.
Okay. Right. Question Juan.
I think we're going to get battered in this one.
Which of these villains do you fight first in the game? Is it Scarecrow? A. Scarecrow. B. Bane. C. Mr. Zaz, or C. D. Poison Ivy.
This is a kind of a trick question though, because this isn't fair. is it actually physically fight, or is it literally you've introduced to first? I don't know.
You do. Just 1 minute. I'm just checking.
Because this could be.
Dave's like, oh shit.
No, it could genuinely be a trick question, this one.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, no, you do fight him.
Okay.
Oh, well, I've said.
Oh, he's getting far that way.
Yeah, even he's not sure now.
I'm just trying to make sure you can't.
I'm just going to go with the first one you actually kind of introduced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Dave says A, Glenn says C. Glenn is correct, it's Mr. Zaz.
Oh, shit. What's the name's fucking with that?
Oh, the guard, you've got to climb to the top and go.
Yeah, forgot about that one. Yeah, oh, no. Bad start.
Shit, you should.
Oh, I thought it was the Scarecrow one.
Number two, which of these is not a usable gadget? Is it A, grapple gun, C, explosive gel, what am I doing with my letters, B, explosive gel, C, bat spikes, or D, bat claw?
It's not, and this is not.
Well, you can't, what is not a gadget? Last week I couldn't do Wikipedia. Today I can't do my ABCs.
next week, he's not even on the show.
Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Glenn is correct again with C. It is bat spikes.
Well, that was that not D?
No.
Fuck's sake, I want
bat spikes was C.
We've all done this now. We've all done this.
Shit. I could have thought you said D was bat spikes.
Welcome to the club, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, I get ruined on
feels,
this.
Feels awful, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
It looks like utter disappointment now. He's just sort of like...
Oh. I genuinely thought he said D bites the bloody bat spikes.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Question three. How many times does the bat jet appear in the game? Is it A, once, B, three times, C, never, or D, twice?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. No.
I'm going to go for a guess on this one.
Three,
anyway.
Two, one. Dave is wrong again with A. Glenn is correct with D.
Yes!
Twice.
Fuck, I'm getting bad at this. I did so well last week. This is a terrible.
Dave is on 0%. Glenn is on 100%.
This is just poor. Whoever did this quiz is a fucking mong.
It can still go either way.
You might get this one correct here, Dave. We've already talked hell. About this
what
on the episode. Question four. In a PS3 exclusive DLC, you get to play as one of Batman's enemies. Which one is it? Is it A, the Joker, B, Harley Quinn, C, Scarecrow, or D, Poison Ivy?
I didn't get the DLC.
We have mentioned it on the episode. At this point, Dave would have got more points not playing.
Three.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. What were the answers again? As I fucked up with the last
right.
One.
which Batman enemy did you get to play as in the PS3 DLC? Is it A, the Joker, B, Harley Quinn, C, Scarecrow, or D, Poison Ivy?
Okay.
Three, two, one. Ding, ding, ding. You are both correct. Hooray!
Finally, I got one.
It was A, the Joker. Question number five. What character appears on the TVs in the third Scarecrow Nightmare? Is it A, Scarface? B, Deborah? C, Mr. Freeze? Or D, the Riddler? Three, two, one. Dave says D, Glenn says A. Glenn is correct. It was Scarface.
You've played this game too much, Glenn. It's been 10 years since I played it.
I played it the other night.
Explains a lot.
I only played the first half hour of it, then I turned it off.
Yeah, sure.
here's a question Glenn's going to love. Question six. In the final fight, when you face the Titan-infected Joker, Batman eventually defeats him, but how do you do it? Is it A, by pulling him into an electric box? B, by pushing him off the building? C, by punching him with explosive gel? Or D, you shoot him with an arrow to the knee?
E, you shave off his mohawk.
It's like Samson, but just defeats him like he loses all his power.
I honestly can't remember this. It's been fucking
no, I
played the game.
It's one of two. and I can't well, quite
it's
remember.
It's one of four, Colin, but, you know.
Well, no, it was one of two. The other ones just don't count.
Three, two, one. But he's correct again. We've
yes!
seen he punches him with explosive gel. Oh,
I'm gunning for Adam's 100% score here.
Fuck's sake, Dave. Cut him off.
Come on.
Oh, God. I drank too much alcohol to remember this from 10 years ago. That's what happened last week.
Right, question seven. Who does the Joker recapture to be the guest referee when you battle him? Is it A, Warden Sharp, B, the Mayor, C, Dr. Young, or D, Commissioner Gordon? I really need Glenn to fuck up here.
I think I am going to fuck up on this one. I can't quite remember.
You ready? Three, two, one.
Yes, he's fucked it up!
Dave is correct with D, Commissioner Gordon. Yes! My record is safe. My record is safe.
Shit.
At least I got more than one right.
Fuck.
Oh, such a bad start.
Question eight. What alias does the Joker use to blackmail Dr. Young for the Venom production? Is it A, Jack White, B, John Johnson, C, Ben Roberts, or D, Brad Pitt?
Can I just have those names again, sorry?
Yeah, is it A, Jack White, B, John Johnson, C, Ben Roberts, or D, Brad Pitt?
I can't quite remember this one either. I may have got two wrong.
Three... to Juan. You're both correct. It is Jack White.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I don't care now, Glenn. Like,
you've
fucked the record up, so.
So close. I'm determined to get 100% on at least one quiz.
Same. I'm just waiting for driver.
God, I hope Dave fucks up the driver. I really do. Question number nine. What does Bane call Dr. Young? Does he refer to her as A, Tonto, B, Bruja, C, Wera, or D, Sustantiva? I don't know how to say that. Sustantiva.
You butchered your Spanish.
I don't claim to speak Spanish.
Don't worry, I would have as well.
Bruja, Tonto, Wera. I say it so mank as well, like Wera, Tonto,
Wera,
Bruja, and Sustantiva.
Sustancia.
Any of our Spanish-speaking friends, we do apologise.
I do apologise, yeah, I'm very sorry. If anyone wants to tell me like how to actually pronounce these words. These
I've already forgot what you fucking said, so I'll just pick one.
Okay, three, two, one.
Oh, I was just going to put over.
Glenn is correct with B, Booyah. And final question, number 10. What happens to the Riddler upon completion of all 240 of his riddles? Is it A, he breaks the device he is using to communicate? B, you go and find his location? C, the Joker breaks in and shoots him? Or D, he is taken by the police. Three, two, one. Glenn is correct with D. He is taken by the police.
One wrong. One wrong. Fucking 90% score. What?
Go and suckle on
those
teeth.
You're just not good enough. You just can't do it. You're just not there. What the fuck was that?
I was going to close my eyes out, but I gave up.
What was on your desk?
What?
Oh, yeah. You just had a load of hentai women on your desk.
Yeah.
for those lonely nights.
Why are they positioned there, Glenn?
Because that's where my laptop sits.
Yeah, sure.
So when you're at peak position.
Oh, God.
Do you want to know the bonus question?
Yeah, I'd need an extra point.
Okay, the bonus question was going to be, which inmate does Aaron Cash consider his greatest enemy? A, Harley Quinn. B, the Joker. C, Killer Croc. Or D, Scarecrow.
Are we answering this one?
Yeah, I don't want
to know. No, I don't want to answer.
Just say, it was, shall I just tell you the answer?
Yeah, yeah.
It was C, Killer Croc.
Yeah, that's what I was going to put. So give me that.
Bush your name, Bush.
But okay, that's yeah. That.
Okay, so I won. Yeah.
Didn't 100. You'll never. I don't. My title is still intact.
Shut up. We're coming for you.
Oh, that was poor tonight.
We are coming for you, Adam.
Looking at that desk, Glenn, you coming for other things as well.
I'm like... definitely coming, Glenn. With all your hentai. He's just got like bright red now. It's just like.
Moral of this story.
It's a strawberry shortcake again.
don't never put your camera down, Glenn.
Yes. That's the moral of the story.
At least he had pants on. I mean, it could have been slightly worse.
That was a good point.
It could have been a hell of a lot worse. I could have just been sat here stroking it the entire episode, you know.
What, looking at us?
Looking down at my desk. So next week, we will be looking at Arkham City, the sequel to Arkham Asylum. But remember, though, to leave your memories and your comments and everything you've liked about the show, things you want us to do, things you don't like, things you do, and obviously also mention some games you want us to play in the future. We have probably already played them, but always happy to play them again. And make sure you give us a like, subscribe. I do know where it is now. It's just under there. So smack that subscribe.
Yes.
Yeah. Smack that subscribe button. Can I finish off here?
Yeah, you'll be doing that in a minute, won't you?
We are also giving you the opportunity to come on for our final episode of the Batman Collection to ask us questions for the quiz. So you
forgot we were doing that.
Yeah, so drop us an email. Yeah, we have an email address now at Dusty to Broken. Yeah, we do, yeah. At dustytobroken@gmail.com.
Spell it out. How are you doing, Dusty to Broken? Is it the number two or the T-O?
It's gonna be on the screen now.
Right. Yeah, but for the listeners.
Yeah, for the listeners can't.
For the listeners, it's Dusty number two broken at gmail.com. Make sure you send us a quick email. Also, let us know your gaming memories in there as well. If you don't want to put them on Facebook or Twitter or even leave them on YouTube, you can email directly.
If you want to tell anyone in particular that they're a knobhead, feel free to.
Yeah.
That'll just be you, Adam.
Yeah. Just be me sending loads of emails.
We will not be leaving
off the show.
We will not be reading out any more love emails for Dave. He's not getting any. If you email us to say that you love Dave, it's not being read out. You can fuck off. We don't find it fair. Yeah, it hurts my and Adam's feelings. You know.
It's worse for you, Grim, don't it? Your girlfriend tell you that we're the favourite and you're not.
She went, I love Dusty Cartridges because Dave's fantastic on his other two co-hosts.
Good
girl, that's
good.
My girlfriend.
And that's Thanks. The end of the show.
Yeah, that's the end of this week's episode. So from me, Glenn, from Adam, and from Big Dave, we've been from Dusty Cartridges to Broken Discs. See you next week on the next episode. Bye-bye.
I'm Batman.
Insert ending music Batman. Here.
I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
Pat, why did you pull your fucking laptop screen?
I didn't even.
Why did you do that?
It was brilliant, Glenn, but it was.
I didn't even clock on.
Both of us just went. We both just stopped and went. What the fuck?
I didn't even clock on. Oh.
There is. Yeah, you've got far too many stickers on that desk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
And this bit's staying in as well.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
And he's had alone time with all 22 of them as well.
I'm a pervert. I need help.